Even the most brilliant leaders can miss what's right in front of them. Consider Ron Johnson, whose retail genius at Apple couldn't prevent him from losing $1 billion in his first year at JCPenney by ignoring customer needs. Or Jamie Dimon, dismissing J.P. Morgan's London Whale trading issue as a tempest in a teapot weeks before facing billions in losses. These weren't simple errors, but blind spot-driven disasters where they failed to see what was obvious to others. What makes blind spots so dangerous is their paradoxical nature. They often exist alongside our greatest strengths. Visionaries may dismiss contrary information. Analytical minds might fail to inspire. Even more troubling, awareness doesn't guarantee elimination. We often revert to problematic patterns even after recognizing them. Perhaps most surprisingly, some blind spots can actually be beneficial. They protect us from paralyzing doubt, helping us push forward despite uncertainty. When Tom Watson Sr. renamed his small regional business International Business Machines despite its humble beginnings, his optimistic vision helped create one of the world's most successful companies. Sarah Blakely credits her lack of industry knowledge as key to founding Spanx. Had she known the conventional rules of manufacturing and retail, she might never have attempted her revolutionary approach. The real challenge isn't eliminating all blind spots, but finding the optimal balance, being confident enough to inspire while remaining grounded in reality. Imagine your leadership capabilities on a matrix with four quadrants: known strengths, skills you leverage, known weaknesses, vulnerabilities you manage, unknown strengths, hidden capabilities, and blind spots, unrecognized weaknesses. Known weaknesses can be managed through skill development or complementary talent. Blind spots pose greater danger because they prevent corrective action. These blind spots range from complete unawareness to faulty assessment of known issues to awareness without action, like Xerox failing to commercialize innovations they developed. Smart, self-assured leaders are especially susceptible to blind spots as they excel at justifying their thinking. The Columbia shuttle disaster illustrates this. NASA leadership dismissed engineers' foam strike concerns, showing how we build narratives while ignoring gaps in our knowledge. Bill Gore, founder of Gore-Tex, offered useful guidance. Distinguish between decisions above the waterline, non-critical, and those below the waterline, potentially catastrophic. For the latter, wise leaders seek counsel rather than acting alone. Research has identified 20 common leadership blind spots across personal, team, organizational, and market domains. Personal blind spots include overestimating strategic capabilities when operationally strong leaders miss strategic weaknesses, and valuing being right over being effective by dismissing others' input. Leaders often struggle to balance results with process, either fixating on outcomes or getting lost in procedures. Team blind spots involve failing to focus on key priorities, overrating team talent, and avoiding difficult performance conversations, which ultimately demoralizes high performers who must compensate for weaker teammates. Organizational blind spots manifest as poor communication when leaders assume clarity while employees remain confused, and disconnection from frontline operations and customers. Market blind spots include resisting necessary business model changes and underestimating competitors. Steve Ballmer exemplified this at Microsoft by dismissing competitive threats while rivals captured new markets. Even successful leaders struggle with recurring blind spots. Michael Bloomberg's decisive leadership style, highly effective in business and politics, backfired when he insisted on holding the New York City Marathon after Hurricane Sandy, showing how strengths can become weaknesses. Blind spots persist through experience gaps, information overload, and emotional bias. Anne Wang's grudge against IBM led him to reject their operating system, ultimately destroying his company. Cognitive dissonance lets us rationalize when actions conflict with self-image. Organizational dynamics amplify these issues. Leaders receive increasingly filtered information as subordinates defer to authority. Research shows higher status individuals pay less attention to lower ranking people, maintaining less eye contact and engagement. Overconfidence poses the greatest risk. Studies reveal 70% of students rate themselves above median in leadership, while only 2% rate themselves below, a pattern that intensifies at higher levels. Leaders often become isolated as they rise in organizations, trapped in meetings and filtered information. One executive lamented, "I am booked back to back in meetings. I've lost touch with what's actually happening." The key solution is seeing things firsthand, what military leaders call walking the ground. When Lou Gerstner became IBM CEO, he required his top executives to visit customers directly, revealing they wanted integrated solutions rather than IBM's breakup. Jeff Bezos maintains Amazon's customer focus by leaving an empty chair in meetings to represent the customer, leading employees to regularly ask, "What would the customer think?" Leaders must also connect with frontline staff. Macy's Terry Lundgren made surprise store visits weekly, while at J.Crew, Mickey Drexler discovered their wedding business opportunity through a telephone operator's observation about customers using sundresses as bridesmaids' dresses. High-potential employees provide fresh perspectives through their youth and different viewpoints. GE's Jeff Immelt fostered open dialogue through informal Saturday sessions with his top 25 leaders, encouraging them to speak freely as two friends talking. Building a strong team is crucial for managing blind spots. The relationship works both ways. Leaders shape their teams, and teams shape their leaders through feedback and advice. At Pixar, Steve Jobs demonstrated this by partnering with Ed Catmull and John Lasseter, creating teams that consistently produced blockbusters. Jobs believed great teams achieve more than the sum of their parts by offsetting individual weaknesses. Leaders often hire people similar to themselves, perpetuating blind spots. Former Coca-Cola CEO Roberto Goizueta advocated for many different accents around the table, both literally and metaphorically, to ensure diverse perspectives. Strong leaders build teams that complement their capabilities. Most leadership teams focus too heavily on day-to-day operations while neglecting critical areas of innovation and risk. Picture team priorities on a bell curve. While operational challenges occupy the middle, the most vital opportunities and threats lie at the ends. Effective teams cultivate productive conflict. Many avoid uncomfortable discussions to save face, but leaders must create environments where challenging conversations can thrive by establishing clear norms for disagreement. Ken Chenault, former CEO of American Express, states that leaders have two fundamental roles: defining reality and giving hope, balancing optimism with groundedness in what's called the optimal margin of illusion regarding blind spots. Curiosity is crucial for leadership, especially in dynamic environments. Leaders who embrace multiple viewpoints prove more adaptable than those with rigid approaches. Blind spots aren't just personal limitations, but intertwine with organizational culture. Context shapes how blind spots manifest. For instance, feedback to female executives about being too aggressive often reflects systemic gender bias rather than individual shortcomings. Even legendary leaders face blind spots. Steve Jobs initially resisted the App Store concept, nearly missing a transformative opportunity. The most effective leaders understand that blind spots require constant vigilance, not one-time solutions. Leadership awareness isn't about achieving perfect insight, but building mechanisms to identify potential issues before they become crises. Success comes from creating an environment where blind spots can be recognized and addressed proactively.